Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Paul Landcor, in for Rachel Miro. Occupy LA may be running out of time. Unlike other cities, Los Angeles has permitted protesters to camp outside City Hall since October 1st. Nearly 500 tents surround the building. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is now offering the protesters incentives to move along, as KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
The mayor's offered something the city extends to many nonprofit groups, rented city office space for $1 a year. Occupy LA would have to apply for nonprofit status. He's also said he'd locate farmland for Occupy to grow its own food, a big issue for some demonstrators. And Villaraigosa said he'd work to find more housing vouchers for homeless people at Occupy LA. 34-year-old Shelley Moss likes that idea.
I'll take a voucher. Oh, yeah, I would. I'm a single mom. I have 3 kids, 1 adult and 2 minors. And the reason I'm here is because I have no job. And no job means no home.
Moss appeared to be in the minority. Some Occupy demonstrators said big banks have pressured the mayor to make them and their demands for economic equality disappear. Others said they have a right to remain on a public lawn. Between puffs on a joint, one man indicated that he didn't know about any deal. 22-year-old Chris Rose of Tujunga lost his job as a movie usher earlier this year. He said he's willing to get arrested, and he pointed to the civil rights movement led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as his inspiration.
He built a solid regiment of people that were willing to be peaceful and get arrested basically every week. And anytime, you know, once they had their force out of the jail again.
Occupiers hotly debated the mayor's proposed deal. Some worked on a counterproposal. Agreement is hard to come by at Occupy LA, where a near unanimous consensus is required for the group to make a decision. City leaders appear to be struggling with decisions too. One Occupy activist, Ryan Rice, who met with the mayor's staff Tuesday, said they already had altered the deal they had offered Monday.
They backtracked off the specifics of which building and or which farm, but they still are more than willing to work with us and find a solution.
The mayor's office did not return telephone calls seeking comment. Rice said a staff member told him that Villaraigosa is getting impatient with Occupy LA. Another activist said the city wants them out by Monday, but officials said they've issued no hard deadline. The director of the National Lawyers Guild in Los Angeles, Jim Lafferty, said he's spoken repeatedly with LAPD Chief Charlie Beck.
The chief has said to me on numerous occasions, please assure people there, we are not the New York Police Department. We are not the Oakland Police Department. And whatever we have to do, we will do in as peaceful and proper a way as we possibly can.
To date, Los Angeles and its police department has been the exception in its handling of the Occupy movement. The real test of the city administration's mettle may happen soon, when it will likely have to forcibly remove some protesters from its front lawn. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
While Los Angeles considers its options with Occupy protesters, Oakland has ousted the latest encampment there. Last night, police cleared about 200 protesters from a private lot in the city. And in the fallout from last week's UC Davis incident involving the pepper spraying of students, UC President Mark Udoff has announced a system-wide review of police policies. And he's enlisted the former head of LA and New York Police, William J. Bratton, to undertake an independent investigation into the incident. Rain or snow over Thanksgiving could spell some snags for holiday travelers, but could also mean many of the state's ski resorts will get an early start this year. The California Report Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has more.
If you want to hear some thankful voices, dial the snow report for ski resorts up and down the state.
Thank you for calling Sugar Bowl Resort, where recent storms and colder snowmaking temperatures have the mountain looking great, with skiers and riders giving thanks for opening day of the 11-12 season this Thursday.
And excellent snowmaking continues. Just killed it last night up on the mountain. Chair number 2.
The foot of fresh snow Mammoth received this weekend is allowing us to open even more terrain.
But the prospect of a white Thanksgiving is especially exciting for Southern California ski resorts, which rarely get snow this early. Kevin Soames is with Snow Valley Mountain Resort in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Normally we'll make snow to open around Thanksgiving, but this year it's a real blessing to have the natural snow because it makes everybody get excited. The mountains are caked in snow when you look from down below in the cities.
And the nearby town of Running Springs needs some excitement. Last year, torrential December rains collapsed the main highway leading to the ski resort. Lots of nearby restaurants and retail shops closed their doors. Too much snow, though, can be a mixed blessing. Last year, some ski resorts got record snowfall for the season, but the big storms left roads closed or icy on weekends and holidays. Tim Cohey owns China Peak Resort, just east of Fresno.
It is such a delicate balance. In fact, it becomes strictly a game of timing. Resorts like ours that rely on most of our guests driving up for the day are going to be the ones that suffer most when you have those big storms during the holidays.
The National Weather Service predicts snow in some parts of the Sierra by tonight. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Here's another in our occasional series on volunteers in California called The Giving State. Today we meet Kim Wilson, a psychologist from Oakland who collects gently used baby clothes.
Face in the Sky. Love Twice is a nonprofit that provides free, gently used baby clothes to local moms and babies. And so people drop off gently used baby clothes, 0 to 12 months, to designated sites like Cool Tops and Child's Play. And then volunteers like me pick those clothes up and deliver them to the basement currently, and then it gets sorted by these sorting parties and delivered to kids who really need it.
Great, okay. Fabulous. Thank you.
And the Oakland A's wives did a sorting party recently, and so it's a really fun way to get the gang together and to do something pretty meaningful.
Just supposed to be great.
And I've seen some notes from some of the women in the hospitals who are very thankful for it. So that's really lovely. There's one that I remember, the woman who wrote something just very simple. Thank you, my daughter will be warm tonight. And I remember feeling very touched by that. A little sad, but also encouraged that we're able to do something worthwhile.
Yeah, so we might have a lot more next week.
Okay, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Kim Wilson was interviewed by KQED News intern Michelle Bangert. You can listen again and check out other volunteer profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Wednesday, November 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Paul Lancourt. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.